Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from Open Line for just a little bit, and we are going to talk to the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. We have Candy Westbrook in studio. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm here.
Absolutely. Yes. It's hump day. We are already halfway there. Yeah. So I can't believe this. This week is moving pretty quickly, which is not a bad thing. I get my kids tomorrow for the week. Yay. Weekend, so I'm happy about that. So let's go ahead and get on the virtual CNN.
Yes.
Was this morning. And before we get to the virtual CNN, I know you're ready to get back out there for the actual CNN where people can actually get together in person. And when is that going to begin?
So our first one's going to be July. I think the date is the first. It's the first Wednesday of the month. So every first Wednesday, we'll go back to having it in person, a big group, get together, be able to have some fun and fellowship and share our good news. So yes,
And that's the best part about CNN. You get in there and you get to talk with people and just to basically get to just everybody is able to converse and get their ideas out there. But let's go ahead and start with today's virtual CNN.
Okay. So first up, we had Brad Gray from Coffeyville Friends of Animal. So they have been doing well. I mean, they kind of had to be shut in too as well when everything was happening. But limited hours right now, 2 to 4. Tuesday through Saturday is their June hours. And then starting in July, they will go back to 1 to 4 every single day. And they're doing well, but they do need kitty litter and dry dog food. I mean, with everybody kind of being closed in, nobody was really kind of giving some donations, and they're really low on that. So if you want to give a donation to the shelter, kitty litter and dry dog food. Excuse me. Chris Crane from Dalton Defenders and Coffeyville History Museum. They were the recipient of the CARES grant. It's administered through this Kansas Humanities Council, and it was really to help all the museums who, you know, they didn't have people coming in and paying either during the shut-in, and so this kind of helps them pay their bills and get back to opening up to the public. So, Chelsea Nally from Advanced Physical Therapy, join APT as they discuss joint pain over free coffee. And they're going to have that at Terebinth Coffee House on Tuesday, June 30th. That'll be at 8 a.m. So great way to learn something about joint pain, but then also get to have your yummy coffee. I was just there this morning. Chris Adams, Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. They are now offering asymptomatic COVID-19 tested. It's really aimed for people that have been traveling, maybe for school or for work, and just kind of making sure that, hey, before I expose anybody, I want to make sure I don't have those. So the payment is required to be paid in full before testing. The tests are $150. So, you know, that now, if you are symptomatic, then it's covered by your insurance, and, you know that's something totally different, but just for those. To set up an appointment, you just call them at 688-6566. Great news. Of course, you probably guys already announced this, but the city of Coffeyville, their light and power received the Electric Operations and Reliability Award. It's from a trade association, and they were recognized for first place in the association's annual Electric Operations and Reliability Competition. Basically, in a nutshell, if you can keep your lights on almost all the time, then that's great. Because a lot of companies, if something goes down, it may take them 20 minutes, an hour to get back up. Our company is that quick. They're amazing.
Since I moved here, I've never lost power once. That's awesome. At least since I've been home. I mean, it may have happened but I've never lost power once since I've been at home. So yeah. It's been very reliable.
It's very, very goes down. And when it does, they are right back up on getting it. So kudos to the city of Coffeyville and for the plant. We do have a statewide virtual job fair coming up. And that's June 23rd through the 25th. You have to register online with Kansas Works. And again, it's all going to be virtual. So you go online, and I'm not sure how all the details work out, but basically they're able to interview you and get you connected to jobs all across the state of Kansas. So June 23rd through the 25th, and go online to kansasworks.com. So we've been talking about this for quite some time now, many months, but the census is still going on. They had to extend it this year because of COVID, so they're letting everybody still go online do it. But here's what I want to say to everybody. I'm asking everybody to go find a neighbor, maybe announce it at church, stop by the chamber, I can get you some flyers or send you an email. Whatever it is that you can take out to the community and get that message out there. We are still not where we need to be at all on our census counts. And right now, 2020 has been a crazy year. We need that funding more than ever. So I'm just kind of, it's one of those things where everybody's like, oh, I've done it. I don't have to think about it anymore. No, I need you to still think about it. I need you to tell somebody that hasn't done it to get that complete so we can get our funding and Coffeyville can be at a good position down the road.
And it doesn't take that long to do. It takes less than 10 minutes to do. I think I timed myself. I got mine done in like 8 minutes. So it doesn't take that much time out of your day to do.
Real quick. You can go online. You don't even have to have the form. You can do it online. You can call them and they'll walk you through it. I mean, it's really easy. But yeah, we just need that. It really makes a big impact on our community.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of exciting. The USD 445 is able to give away produce boxes, and that's going to be every Thursday. It's over by NATO Cafe, which I think is their cafeteria area, right?
Yeah,
I think it's right by
the Roosevelt Middle School. Yeah.
Yeah. So right over there, that'll start at 10 a.m. and go till noon or until they run out. So it's kind of a first come, first serve. But the cool thing about it is you don't have to have a child in the school district. It's not based on income. It's basically anybody in the community wants to come, you get a produce box. It's mixed up with all kinds of, you know, vegetables, fruits, even some limited dairy. And then you just get to take it. It's just, like I said, it's a great free service. And I'm so excited they're doing this. So that, again, is on Thursday. And they'll be doing it for the next few weeks. Dalton Defenders, if you haven't heard, that is on for this year. So they will be doing activities. It's a little limited, mostly going to be on Saturday only activities. But we're excited that they're able to at least kind of get that going. It's, you know, right now it's hard to do too many activities. So if we can do a few things here and there, we're excited about that. So very, very, very good. Exciting news on Chamberside is we've been doing the Bounce Back program, and it's doing really well. So we have given out today up to $3,000 in Bounce Back bucks, which means when I looked at the list the other day, about $15,000 has been spent in the community in order to get those Bounce Back bucks. So it's been pretty exciting. I love seeing the faces of people come in going, I get free money? I'm like, yes. So save your receipts. The biggest question we have is, does it have to be spent at one place? No, you can spend $30 over here, $20 over here, bring it into the chamber, and get your bounce back bucks. So save your receipts.
So you can combine your receipts pretty much. Okay.
Yes, as long as they're from the list of one of the participating stores, any of those places, you can combine them all, bring it in. Sometimes I tell people to, you know, save them up so you can get all the receipts and combine them together and get more bucks. But you don't want to save too long in case we run out. Because once we hit that 5,000 mark, that's when we'll be out of funds. So, and again, thanks to both the Chamber Board because they voted to, you know, spend this money that, to help our community. And also Equity Bank, who also helped sponsor it. So, and then I guess the last thing I just wanted to briefly mention, just kind of to get out some perspective, because there's been a lot of comments and questions that we've received in our office about active cases now for COVID. Our county kind of really was dead in the water for a long time on having new cases, and now we have a few new cases. What you just have to keep in perspective, though, is we had 25 cases total in our county. Only 5 are active, which means the rest of them all recovered. For the most part, almost all of them didn't even have to go to the hospital. I mean, it was just like having whatever, cold, flu, whatever.
Right, they just quarantined pretty much.
They had to quarantine everybody. We've had, even if you were exposed to someone, you had to quarantine just to be careful. But really, very few hospitalizations. And then Rick Whitson, the director of our emergency services in the county, kind of shared some perspective the other day. The 12 counties that kind of make up our southeast region here has a population of 178,000. There are only 99 cases in those 12 counties, which means it's 0.05 of 1% of people that even got it. So I know it is kind of panicking when you hear that there's a new case, like, oh my gosh. But keeping in perspective, the numbers, it's still very, very low chance of you ever getting it. And again, very low chances of you ever having any issues where you need to go to hospital or anything. So for everybody out there, this is not going to go away overnight. There's probably going to be more cases. I mean, it's almost impossible to say there's never going to be another case. This will be around for a few months. I don't know, maybe a year. We don't know how long it's going to last, but just keep your social distancing, keep doing your part, but don't panic and know that this is, you know, we're still doing great in our county. We're very blessed in our area.
I mean, it's like you said, it's less than 1%. That's basically half of 1%.
Yes,
I mean, so
exactly.
That's a very small amount.
That's a very good amount.
I mean, it's not good when somebody gets it, though, but like you said, the recovery rate has been unbelievably high.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So, and I think it was like that in Labette before they like picked up four more like last week, but pretty much everybody before that, all of them are recovered. So it's like,
right.
I think
it's not a good thing. Like you said,
yeah.
You know, nobody wants to get that, but you know, we're just trying to make sure everybody knows that not to panic and not, you know, we want to be able to not live in fear and
right.
You know, we've been stressed out for the last few months. We all want to be over the stress of this whole world. It's 2020, a crazy year. So challenge you to not be stressed. Be happy.
Hopefully,
me. I'll brighten your day.
Hopefully, 2020, we can get 2020 straightened up and get it back on, because it's been a weird year for sure. It's just been like, yeah, this is not a great year so far.
I know. So I've always got a usually pretty positive personality, and it's been hard on me even this year, but I just every day get up and go, okay, you know what? I'm blessed. There's so many things I want to be blessed about. I am not going to worry about the craziness of 2020.
Mean, as long as we can keep the murder hornets away, that'd be good thing. So.
Oh, no. Something.
There's always something that pops up. Well,
yeah.
Candy, if anybody has any questions they would like to ask you, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so, of course, you can call me, 251-2550. Email me anytime. You can get on our website and submit a link on there, Facebook, or, again, I'm open. Come in and see me anytime.
And get it icy.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's on. The machine is on.
I may have to run down there and get an icy, because I thought about it yesterday. I was craving one.
I know. I had somebody say, hey, didn't you get one yesterday for your birthday? And I was like, I should have. I forgot all about it. What
you
thinking?
Know what? You know what? Get one today just for your belated birthday. There you
thank
go.
You.
All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to seeing you every week, and we'll see you again on Wednesday.
Okay. Sounds great.
And I may run by the chamber and get one of those ices.
Ooh,
like I said, I've been craving one. So
so good.
All right, Candy. You have a great day. All right. Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce on the Mighty 690 KGGF this morning. We'll have that interview up here in a few minutes. When we come back, we will restart Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It is absolutely a beautiful hump day.